Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 2, we were taught that no matter what the situation or circumstance, God will bring us through. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This situation may have been a plot by Satan, who's a murderer from the beginning, to destroy Daniel and his godly friends, even if it means killing all these other ones. But when God intervenes, there's simply nothing Satan can do. So Daniel desires of the king a little time to get this thing done. And so, here's from Daniel. Daniel has a thing made known to him by Arioch. And boy, Daniel goes straight into the king. Give me a time. I just now heard about this. Give me a little bit of time to make this thing known unto my God. Now, we're not told how much time or how Daniel asked the king, but we can be sure that he wasn't given but a very short time. And Daniel promises the king he will show him the interpretation. Now, friend, the reason Daniel does that is that he trusts God. He was sure that he could trust his God. And so, he makes this promise by faith. He knew only God could give him what others could not produce. Aren't we reminded of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see, when we commit ourselves to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He commits Himself to us even more strongly than we do to Him. And friend, no matter what the circumstances of life seem to be about you, our God is greater than the circumstances. Trust Him. Sometimes we have to carry a heavy load and we all have to go into that lion's den. Well, just trust Him. Whether you're lowered into the lion's den or God gives you a dream to overcome, whatever it is, simply trust our Lord and Savior and be true to Him. Well, Daniel knew that surely He who made man and made man's mind could recall what He put in Nebuchadnezzar's mind and the dream that He gave him. I mean, God's the one that put it there. So certainly, He can also give him the memory that he needs for it. Now, that takes us on here, then to verses 17 through 23, where we see how godly men handle a crisis. It says, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Well, we see right off, as a godly man in a crisis, he enlists prayer partners with prayer power. Now, these three other guys, with Daniel being the fourth, of all the Israeli captives, stood in chapter 1 not to defile themselves. So Daniel goes to these three because they can be trusted. In Psalms chapter 66, verse 18, it says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." In James chapter 1, verse 5, we read, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." Now, notice the difference. Whereas the worldly wise of Babylon were marked by spiritual poverty and panic, these four young men are marked by prudence and prayer. They know God would have saved Sodom if there had been simply 10 righteous men in the city. And God will maybe perhaps save them and all the wise men of Babylon if there's just 4 righteous men. Doesn't make us ask the question, what would happen to the county in which you live if its destruction or salvation depended upon your relationship with the Lord? Would your life have influenced at least 10 people for Christ in your community? Have you tried to influence at least 10 people? Had Job won 10 people, and those people could have been those of his own family, had he just won 10, God would have spared Sodom. So again, I ask, if the destruction of your town depended upon your relationship with the Lord, what would happen? Now notice that Daniel makes this thing known to his friends. When righteous men pray together, it avails much. In James chapter 5 and verse 16, we're told, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now, a lot of times people will anoint with oil, and they will use these verses in James chapter 5 for praying for the sick. But I'm afraid that a lot of times, one thing that gets overlooked is it says, "Confess your faults one to another." And how often is that? And maybe the healing doesn't come because the prayer is not effectual or fervent, because it's not a righteous man. And it's people unwilling to confess their faults one to another. We also read in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Well, again, you'll notice that in the passage of Matthew that the Lord is talking to his disciples. His disciples are supposed to be righteous men. Righteous people, separated, holy. Now remember, we just read Psalm 66:18. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." So how can we, if we disregard the Lord and we regard iniquity in our heart, how can we expect answered prayer? And so that which is holy and separated and righteous is what is important in the life of a believer, if it's going to avail much. Now, it's one thing to read in James that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, but you better understand, what is a righteous man? Is it a righteous man that you've enlisted to pray with you? You see, many pray today. Many religions pray today. I was traveling over in Israel about a year ago, and I noticed a man got on the side of the road and pointed his face towards Mecca and the blanket spread out there, started praying. Now, you got to admit that that's kind of impressive that he would stop on the side of the road and get out of his car and throw that blanket out because it was time to pray. The shame is that he's not praying to the God Almighty that you and I know. So many pray today, different religions pray, but there's not necessarily power with Jehovah God. Many times Christians pray, but they don't have power with God because they're regarding iniquity in their heart. Now, if you can trust somebody with a secret and they are separated God-like people, then call on them to pray with you and make your request known. Don't just say to someone, well, look, I need you to pray. I can't tell you what, I just need you to pray for me. Daniel didn't say to his other three friends, let's get together tonight. I have an unspoken request. Will you pray for this unspoken request tonight? You see, my friend, if you can't trust someone with the information, then their prayers probably are no good. Remember, if you are one that shares the confidences and secrets of others, your prayers are not regarded by the Lord. And so, don't be the kind of Christian that spreads the downfallings and the failures of others. Now we go on and read in verse 18 here of Daniel 2. And they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Now this is their prayer request. And it is to the God of heaven, he says here in verse 18. Now, this term shows 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, where it says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, it's God-breathed. God is the source of the verbal inspiration of the Scriptures. Now, if God can give a dream verbatim to Daniel, that ought to also tell us that he can give to Daniel and to the other writers that he used the Scriptures word for word. He doesn't have to depend upon the personality of the writer. He just simply needs to give them the word. They just need to be holy, holy men of God, that they don't taint that which is given to them. Now, there are three books in the Old Testament, Daniel, Azariah, and Nehemiah. All three were written after the time of the Gentiles began. And in those books, that term, God of heaven, is used. It's also used in the New Testament book of Revelation. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.